VOA News. I'm Christopher Cruz reporting. Russian President Vladimir Putin is calling the shoot-down of a Russian military plane by Syria late Monday a chain of accidental circumstances. He's tamping down what could have turned into a tense situation with Israel. 15 people aboard the Russian reconnaissance jet died when the Syrians shot it down, responding to an Israeli missile strike. Russian Defense Minister Sergei Shoigu told his Israeli counterpart Avigdor Lieberman that Israel bears full responsibility and Russia has the right to retaliate, but later Putin stepped in. He's striving to maintain his good relationship with Israel while continuing to back the Syrian government in its fight against the rebels. Russia also has healthy relations with Iran, which is Israel's arch enemy. China is promising to retaliate against President Trump's decision to raise tariffs on some of its imports, intensifying the trade war and likely increasing prices for American companies and consumers.
China now says it will increase tariffs on $60 billion worth of U.S. goods in retaliation for President Trump's new U.S. tariffs on $200 billion worth of Chinese imports. Jacob Parker with the U.S.-China Business Council says companies are concerned.
The American tariffs, unfortunately, are not only a tax on the American consumer, but they're also making U.S. companies less competitive.
Mats Harbin, president of the European Union Chamber of Commerce in China, says trade wars don't work.
We think that what the U.S. is doing right now is economic madness.
Trump says the move is designed to force China to change a range of unfair trade practices. The new tariffs affect a range of goods from purses to bicycles. I'm Julie Walker.
This is VOA News.